Hi, Tamara. Here is your third body talk session. So maybe to listen to it, just take some time to be in a relaxed state and just to receive the feedback. Start off by doing some 4-7-8 breathing. Breathing in for 4, holding for 7, and releasing for 8. When you breathe in, focusing on receiving life and life force. As you hold, feel that life force expanding throughout your body into all the cells in your body, through you and beyond you. And as you breathe out, releasing and letting go of stress and tension and holding that prevents you from receiving, prevents you from being soft and open. And handing over all of that to the universe, to the divine, to whomever your spiritual personal designation is. So taking a few of those breaths and then coming back to listen to the feedback. So when I tune into you, I am aware of, it was like you're walking on tiptoe, and the words that came up was baby steps. But still sort of walking tiptoe, quietly, baby steps, looking over your shoulder all the time and just ready to jump into this. It's kind of like the openness of this huge, big open field and just running for joy and leaping. And it's like the feeling is one of preparing to throw your shackles off, you know, but afraid that you're going to get caught, that you're not allowed to, or that someone's going to hold you back. But you're also really close at the same time. And then what came up is that you're going to experience a lot of fatigue as you let go. Because oftentimes, as we let go and surrender, we actually become quite aware of just these deep, deep layers of fatigue. And how much there is there. So what's important is that you do give yourself lots of time to rest as you go through this transformation. And just trust that with the rest, you can actually rejuvenate quite quickly, but only if you allow yourself the rest. Don't try and shortcut it. I saw your right arm as being limp. Don't know what that means. It could be related to doing, to the masculine, to needing to kind of put down that aspect, the doingness, the masculine aspects. Your root chakra or your yoni came into focus. Wasn't necessarily addressed in the session, but for me that has to do with your sense of being rooted and grounded. And it feels like the pelvis is unlocking and your jaw, as a result of that, your jaw is unlocking. But this may mean that you naturally start to speak up more, which might be quite scary for you. You just find yourself wanting to speak up more. Okay. So I started this session doing your cortices to balance all the different neural pathways in the brain and the left and right hemispheres of the brain, and just this helps brain and body communication and just gets the whole brain online and functioning optimally. I then did the switching technique, which enables you to focus and to manage stress without going into a switched state, which is a coping mechanism, but it's a difficult place to be because often you'll find you have brain fog and you can't find the right words or spell simple words, or you get your lefts and rights mixed up. So it's enabling you to not go into a switch state so easily. I then needed to remove a fragmented matrix, which is like a bundle of energy that is formed around belief systems and memories, active memories. This fragmented matrix was sitting in your visceral pleural membrane in your left lung. There were 3 aspects that were feeding it. So, you know, a matrix is fed by blood supply, which is awareness. It's fed, there's a link to the periosteum as well, which is around habits that feed it. And the last one was, it was linked to your throat chakra. So I had to sever all of those connections that were still remaining. let's just have a quick look here. Yeah, so blood is nutrition and awareness of the matrix. Periostem is storage and knowledge. Yeah. So I severed all of those connections to the matrix and then was able to remove the matrix, or this bundle of energy. I then needed to, we, your innate and me, worked with the releasing the fear of backlash. So it feels like the fear of anger, backlash is anger. That linked to your environment, being your mother, entering through the head and impacting your immune system with the definition of reactivity. Yours, hers, I don't know. It's just general reactivity. And then bringing in a satellite, which is the activity of standing in your truth and center. Parallel to that, releasing a fear of not having enough conviction. So it's almost like you're afraid that if you stand up for your need or truth afterwards, you're going to kind of think, oh, but I don't know if this is important enough, or I don't know if it means enough, or I don't know if I explained it well enough, I don't know if it's actually valid. Or I don't, or maybe you don't yet have a full enough grasp on what your truth or your needs are, so it's hard for you to explain them with full conviction. And then it prevents you from actually just speaking up in, at all. So releasing that fear and allowing you to just be open to speaking your truth, whatever it is and ever, however it comes out. Linking that to your spleen with a focus on T cells within the spleen and a definition of cleansing. So we're definitely focusing here on your immune system in this formula. And then I had to bring in as another satellite a friend, where it feels like you're needing to make set a boundary or that clearer communications are needed in relation to this relationship. So just had to bring that in as another aspect impacting this concept of speaking your truth and fearing the backlash of others. That was then tapped out. We then worked with the astrological houses. So the first house, there's 12 houses that we go through developmentally in our lifetime. And the third house is from ages 5 to 7.5. It's around learning to communicate. It's when the left brain, we start to go into left brain and mental activity and develop mental concepts and opinions about ourselves. So this is particularly here focusing on the mental concept of yourself and how you expressed yourself from this position of your mental concept. And that then links to the eighth house, which is mid-30s to 40s, which is a focus on partnership or relationships. And it's how we fare when we're connected to others. And this is around expression of yourself within context of relationship. So the one is expression of yourself in context of your mental concept of yourself. And then the second one is expression of yourself in context of how you perceive the relationship or yourself within interrelationship. So it's all about self-expression. And the sub-session on that was a focus on the throat chakra, which is definitely related to self-expression. And then within that, the sub-chakra of your solar plexus. And the solar plexus is around self-power. It's also around your connection, your concept of tribe, how you feel like you belong within the tribe, which can impact us, our power, if we suppress our power because we want to belong. I'm sorry if there's lots of noises in the background. My son has got someone playing here with him today. All right. So that then connected to the crown chakra, and the crown chakra is around your connection to something greater than self, spirituality, and it's also how you channel that divine masculine energy, right? So universal life energy through there as well. Okay, then bringing in a satellite, which is releasing a fear of claiming your truth within relationships. So what's going to happen to the relationship if you claim your truth? And then on that, there was a satellite, which is the fear of growing old alone, which is interesting because I imagine that your mother's experiences are going to, on some level, going to be impacting you. And so what happens if you, on a deeper level, is a fear that if you speak your truth and you end up alone, you end up growing alone on your own. So, you know, it's amazing how our brains can kind of create fears unconsciously. So it feels like we're working with all of this in relation to standing in your truth and speaking your truth. So that is then all tapped out. Then there was a focus on your breathing cycle. So what I'd like you to do, please, is as you breathe in, I'd like you to either physically do it, but you might not, don't force it, but to focus on breathing more so that your lungs expand to the front and to the back of your body. So even if you just visualize more expansion in your lungs forwards and backwards, if you can do that six breaths, and just set a reminder to do this 3 times a day for 2 days. So you're getting this quite late. I've done the first one in the session. You can maybe do 2 more before the end of the day. And then tomorrow do it 3 times. And then I link that to your sphenoid basilic joint, your SB joint. The SB is part of the sphenoid bone, the cranium, and it houses the pituitary gland. And sometimes the SB can get jammed, so it usually will rock with your breath. It kind of, there's a gentle rocking motion that happens, and it actually massages the pituitary. But it can get jammed either if we hit ourselves at a particular spot in the top of the head or the back of our heads, or if we get a big fright and we take a deep breath in, like when you get a fright or a shock and you inhale sharply, it can jam the SB. So I just needed to release your SB junction, and it felt like it really loosened some things up there, which was great. So that will help that breathing cycle. And the breathing is all around receiving life, receiving abundance, receiving life force energy. All right, so that was the end of your session. If you can please tap out cortices for 14 days from today, that'll better integrate the session, and let me know if you have any questions.